WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Justin Bull in for Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A quick note for regular listeners of 91.5 WBEZ. If you tuned in today and heard the BBC, that's because our station lost power. WBEZ will return to our usual programming schedule as soon as we can. In the meantime, we've got today's news covered here. An ordinance to ban hemp across the city of Chicago was thwarted today by two progressive allies of Mayor Brandon Johnson. Alders who support the ban say bad actors have sold intoxicating hemp illegally, at times to kids. Johnson's administration has agreed that the city should impose regulations on hemp, but doesn't support a near-blanket ban on the substance, which is used in lotions and drinks. And in other City Hall news, a group of alderpersons who oppose Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's budget have introduced their own revenue package. That's the latest update in an ongoing budget stalemate between the mayor and alders who oppose his corporate head tax proposal. The opponents want to instead raise the city's liquor tax and increase the garbage collection fee, though they did lessen that fee spike in their formal plan. They also moved to schedule 5 city council meetings for next week in hopes of passing a budget before a December 31st deadline. A group of Springfield community leaders presented their recommendations to reform police hiring and local crisis response systems to the Sangamon County Board. The group is called the Massey Commission, formed by the county in response to the murder of 36-year-old Sonia Massey in her Springfield area home last year. Massey was an unarmed black woman who was shot by a white ex-deputy after she had called 911 for help. Sante Massey, Sonia's cousin, sat on the commission.
Every recommendation, every meeting, every data point comes back to one truth. We cannot lose another life the way we lost Sonia. This work is not political, it's not abstract, it's human.
Massey says it's now up to county leadership to implement these calls to action. And in weather news, Chicago can expect more snow going into the weekend. The National Weather Service says a light period of accumulating snow is expected this evening, mainly southwest of Chicago. And it's not over. We could have more snow coming Thursday night and Saturday, as well as bitterly cold temperatures and sub-zero wind chills this weekend. Chicago auto body shops are seeing upticks in business due to record snow and icy weather. The Sun-Times reports some shops saw business increase about 30 to 40% in the last couple weeks. They've been servicing everything from minor fender benders to large accidents because of cars sliding on the ice. Reporter Bob Chirito says the increased demand is pushing some shops to make tough pricing decisions.
It's taken them longer to get parts from overseas, and the prices are higher because of the tariffs on where these goods are coming from, and they're forced to pass those price increases on to the customers.
Chirito says prices for parts are about 15 to 30% higher than normal. And the Salvation Army and the Chicago Bears came together for their annual holiday luncheon yesterday. WBEZ's Nicole Janine Johnson reports.
Several players helped serve meals to community members at the Salvation Army Community Center in the West Loop.
Let's go, hey man, you guys keep doing a good job, man. You guys are excellent, baby, going to the playoffs.
Norman Ferguson, who grew up in the area, says he and his family have found support at the center for years.
I come here for all of the community stuff, and I've been going here since I was about 7 or 8.
The Salvation Army has been a presence in the Chicago West Loop area for more than 100 years. Ferguson says for many who grew up in the neighborhood, it's the only way they can stay connected to an area that has changed so much with West Loop economic development. Nicole Janine Johnson, WBEZ News.
You're listening to The Rundown. There are only 7 stops on the Green Line between the Loop and West Garfield Park on Chicago's west side. But between those stops, how long someone is expected to live plummets by 20 years. This is the widest death gap in Chicago and the biggest gap across neighborhoods of any big city in America. WBEZ's Christian Schorsch takes us to West Garfield Park, where a mom and her son show what it's like to live in the Death Gap, and what they're trying to do about it.
In West Garfield Park, a lot of kids don't play outside. Parents tell me it's not safe. People sell drugs out in the open. Residents worry about getting shot. This is a place where even kids know they might not grow old. Tashika Thomas grew up here. She's really tired of having to leave the neighborhood for basic resources to be healthy, like finding fresh food. She shops her groceries in the suburbs a few miles away. I went with Thomas one morning to Oak Park.
Okay, so this is Austin Street. So now you're gonna see that the quality of everything is gonna change. The streets are cleaner, the businesses, you know, look brighter. It looks like a place you want to raise your family as opposed to what's going on in Garfield, you know.
We wind up at Pete's Fresh Market. The lights are bright and the produce section overflows with fruits and vegetables. Thomas buys spinach, sweet potatoes, and a green juice blend. There's another place she wants to show me, back in West Garfield Park, a meat market where she shops. We pull over on a block with boarded up buildings and overgrown grass.
Now this doesn't even look like an area that anybody wants to shop in.
But people do, because you can buy enough food here to last a month. Once inside, Thomas asks, "Do you see the difference? Do you smell the difference?" She waits a few minutes behind a small crowd, shouts her order for chicken wings, pays, and leaves. Back in the car, she tells me too many people in her community settle for this.
You can clearly see the disparity. I'm very angry. Like, but this is what they've been giving us for years, and this is what they're saying we deserve. We don't deserve, like, the best or the quality, and I don't want our children coming up feeling like this is what they should settle for, you know?
Thomas's family has lived in West Garfield Park for more than 50 years. She remembers when she was young that neighbors looked out for one another. She could ride her bike with friends and run free up and down the block. That all changed when she was about 10 years old. Drugs and guns ramped up. Businesses closed. Resources left. Families moved out. Now residents here in this mostly black neighborhood live on average till they're 67. In the Loop, where most people are white, it's 87. Heart disease and homicide are the top drivers of the Death Gap, followed by opioid overdoses and cancer. That's according to Chicago public health officials. Stress plays a major role. Dr. Tony Eiten has researched life expectancy gaps for the past two decades.
We sometimes refer to the neighborhoods that have low life expectancies as stress incubators. They're people living in environments that are constantly stressful and rife with risks.
He says even a person who eats well and exercises can age prematurely if they face a constant mountain of stress. Low pay, racism, crowded housing, the risk of getting shot.
Communities that are chronically exposed to those risks over time basically have this wear and tear essentially on their physiological systems, and over time basically succumb to chronic disease much earlier in their lives and much more severely.
Thomas's son, Davon Reynolds, lives with her in West Garfield Park. But we meet in Columbus Park, about 2 miles from his home. His mom took him and his brother here when they were kids. It was a safe place to play. Now he's 27 and comes to the park to get away. He says even taking a walk in his neighborhood is stressful.
The amount of drug addicts in the neighborhood has also become so much more apparent. Sometimes they're slumped over literally in the middle of the sidewalk, sometimes in the middle of the street.
You have to be aware if there's a gang war going on. But he says he's mostly stressed because he has two chronic conditions, Crohn's and sickle cell anemia. He tells me he's having a painful flare-up, though he masks it well.
I'm exhausted from not having slept, but then the toll that a flare-up and all the inflammation in my body will have on my body is just also, it feels like a weight a lot of the time.
To deal with the stress, he writes poetry and paints, and he meditates or does yoga. He says he's intentional about finding moments of joy. Reynolds and his mom have busy jobs, but they both make time to work on all kinds of things to improve the neighborhood. They've been attending meetings to help create what's called a quality of life plan for Garfield Park, with ideas ranging from an arts corridor to more affordable housing. A big project that's further along is a massive wellness center going up behind Thomas's house. This stretch of Madison Street hasn't seen an investment like this in decades.
I just want the residents to know it's for them, because sometimes things like this open And nobody from the community go in because they don't know it's for them.
Thomas helped survey residents to see what resources they wanted inside the wellness center. Now she's spreading the word that it's almost open. It will have a medical clinic, a gym, a drop-in daycare center, and a lot more. In other words, resources that could help Thomas, her son, and others from having to leave their neighborhood and improve the quality of life for everyone, hopefully narrowing the death gap. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.
Tonight, we will have that accumulating snow I mentioned in certain areas with a low around 20 degrees. Tomorrow could bring more snow with highs in the mid-20s. I'm Justin Bull. Thanks for listening.